Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, July the 16th, 2026, 7:16:26, 16 minutes past the hour. Well, if you have anything to say in regard to 3rd Ward City Councilman Ralph Smith's appearance on this program last hour, or at-large City Councilman Aaron Rollins yesterday, flock cameras are the topic, and there's certainly a lot of stuff going on here in regard to them. And where this all will go, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944, and I will certainly tell you, a lot of people feel very passionately about this issue. Now, we have come across, I believe, what was the original legislation here that was passed, I believe July 24th, okay, let's go to the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to do a shout-out to Mr. Ralph Smith, 3rd Ward Councilman, for coming on your show this morning and expressing his opinions. He doesn't surprise me that he's going to let it to go to full council. I think that's a good thing. I would encourage him to let it go to full council as it was originally brought to council. I noticed that he cited the two standard examples of the great deeds that flock cameras have brought to Marion, Ohio, and I'm going to challenge him and challenge Chief McDonald that if these things are so great, then we have these things called computers, and they do reports. And they can, you can press a couple buttons and you can get a whole printout of all the reports of these great things, which I would think that they would, if they're there, if they're available, why wouldn't they produce them to the people and say, you know what, here's what it's all about. I struggle with the greatness of the flock cameras because, we've had a heroin and meth and cocaine problem in this town for a long, long time, and people have died. A lot of people have died, and a lot of people close to me have died. And, I would say easily 50% of Marion knows who the dope boys are. So I got to ask, with all these flock cameras and all this technology, and you've got a chief that's been in, a part of Marion his whole career, and in the police department his whole career. We have a mayor who came up through the police department his whole career and then worked for the sheriff's department even. I would encourage the Sheriff Bailey, if you guys have all this technology and you don't know who the dope boys in Marion, Ohio are, there's something seriously wrong.
Well, it's interesting because I've just obtained the ordinance from a previous council. It would have been July 24th, almost the anniversary here, 2023. So it would have been 3 years ago coming up on the 24th of this month. Now, this was the policy that council did pass in regard to flock cameras. And there are some interesting things in here that I'm not sure have been done. Now, here's a few of them I want to read off, and then I'll get your thoughts. It says, prior to installation of ALPR, an ALPR device, the chief of the department shall obtain the written approval as to the specific location of the ALPR device from the safety director or mayor. The department's ALPR policy shall prohibit the use of ALPR for the collection of personal identifying information such as names, date of birth, social security numbers, race or sex, and shall prohibit the use of ALPR technology for minor misdemeanor traffic offenses. So it seems as if the stuff people are arguing about has already been passed by council. They've already put these restrictions in place for the police department in 2023, July of 2023. Now, maybe the most important thing here is at the end of the current violence crime reduction grant, ARPA period, the acceptance of grant renewal funding and or the funding contracts between the current ALPR contract shall be reviewed by council, section 2, that this ordinance shall be in force from and after the earliest period allowed by law. So, when the contract expired, this should have went up for a vote in front of council to continue, and never did. So regardless of what happened in committee, if anybody just pulls this ordinance from 2023, it would have to go to a vote to continue anyway.
So as Mr. Smith, Ralph Smith said, he felt that we need controls. He's for keeping the cameras, but having controls in place. So as you said, controls were built in from the very first contract, and it's already broken down.
Yeah, so
that right there is the essential thing. It has already broken down.
Right, so everything everybody's been complaining about actually could not have been done by the police department and used against them anyway, because there's already been an ordinance passed by the boss of the police department, city council, who funds them, saying they can't use these flock cameras for these purposes.
Right. Well, so, and I would challenge, there's another system called LEADS that the State Highway Patrol uses to, when they're falling behind you and they run your tags and all that. But, see, they're not allowed to use that unless they are watching you in the commission of a crime. And I challenge, the Naomis and of the world out there to do record requests or do their thing and see how many times, just see in the Marion branch of the State Highway Patrols, how many times they've caught State Highway Patrol people using leads and accessing leads for things other than crimes. And I don't know if it still is, but I know at one point, accessing leads without proper authorization to do so was a felony. So it's again, the greatest thing that God ever created was man, and the worst thing that God ever created was man. The strong link and the weak link is man. And as I just said, you had controls in place originally with the flock cameras, and they already have broken down. So if we can't do the bare bones minimum to uphold the ordinances that we've already passed, what's the point of passing some new bullshit that, wow.
Well, it would seem to me that if these cameras ever were used for this purpose, all you would have to do is pull this ordinance and say that that is not permissible, because city council has already passed legislation saying it's not permissible to do that.
Well, and again, it's always about people stepping up and doing their jobs. I noticed that, when this came through in council last Monday, when the whole argument of it getting voted on and this and that, I've found over time that Mark Russell's pretty on task. He's sat in that same chair for, 30 years, 40 years? I don't know.
Right, people say things about him, but he's a smart man.
Right, and he usually offers up if council's going down the wrong path or something like that, he usually will raise his hand and say, hey, let me help out here. The whole thing that Jason Schwaber brought up about how the second couldn't be rescinded and all of this, I'm very surprised and somewhat concerned that Mr. Russell didn't bring this point up and clarify this in the moment.
Well, it's very strange. This whole thing has really been a lesson for everybody, I think, in government, in that the vote should have happened Monday night, apparently, and it didn't. And for some reason, Thad apparently has backed off of this, because we found out yesterday he did help co-author the legislation to get rid of them, but if it doesn't get through committee that way, it won't make it back to council. Now, Aaron Rollins said on the show yesterday that he felt if it did go back to council for a full vote to get rid of the cameras, that they would have the 5 votes to do that. He felt confident that they did.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But listening to Ralph this morning, I'm not sure that it will go back to council that way. And if you read this legislation that's 3 years old, you would find that council put in a provision that these cameras should have been voted on again when the contract expired back in May or June, whenever it was, and that vote has never taken place.
But how are they not illegal then?
Well, I don't know if you'd call that illegal, but I think you would say that council is not fulfilling their duty. They're the ones who should have put that back on the agenda. They're
the
ones.
The law?
Well, it is, but if council doesn't follow their own laws, I think there's a problem.
Well, who polices the council?
Should be the council president. Should be, I don't know if Jay McDonald should have. I don't know who should have brought this back to council to say, okay, we need to vote on this again. I'm surprised that nobody did.
But again, I'm going to keep going back to. They're saying, everybody keeps saying, Jay McDonald, Mr. Ralph Smith, all saying, you know, as long as we've got good people running this and we've got controls in place, and so controls were in place. This one little tiny control was in place, and nobody knows who should have done it, why should have done it, if they should have done it. Nobody brought it up. And that one little thing, if this isn't like the perfect, storm of revealing this to everybody, that you couldn't even do the most basic thing of the controls that were built in for the very first contract that was given for Flock. But now you're saying to us, the people, you know what? Trust us some more. Trust us some more, because we'll get it right this time. You couldn't get the basics right, so why should I trust you to get something more complex right?
Listen, there's a lot of legislation, and I understand that. But the first time that this came up, late last year, the Flock camera conversation again, somebody should have pulled the legislation on Flock cameras, so the next time somebody got up to say, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do this, they could have said, no, the police department can't do that, because in 2023, here is the legislation that was passed that prohibits them from doing that.
But that would ruin their plausible deniability, Scott. I mean, sometimes you don't look because you don't want to know. You want to be able to say, oh, wow, I don't know. I'll look.
Well, it would get people off their back. They say they don't want people yelling and screaming at them.
I think at this point, this administration has accepted there are going to be people on their backs regardless. So now they're picking and choosing, and they're picking their battles, you know. Mr. Ralph Smith said that what's going to guide him in the conversation, or any conversation as far as him being a council person, is what the people say to him. And he's going to follow the voice of the people, and he's going to represent the people. So I would challenge everybody in the Third Ward to inundate Mr. Ralph Smith, Councilman, Third Ward Councilman Ralph Smith, with phone calls, 740-360-6193. This is public information. He's a public servant. And so anybody wants to get in a big uproar, he's putting people's information out there, okay, you need to call this man. You need to inundate him with your feelings, with how you feel about this. Show up Monday. Let him know there. I'm also challenging the whole city, because Mr. Dan Clark, at large, represents the whole city and is supposed to listen to the whole city. He's a public servant that's to listen to you. And his number is 740-360-7078. Again, public record. Give him a call. inundate him with your beliefs, your issues, your, you know, hit attaboys or get the hell out of here. Whatever it is, he's your public servant, and I challenge you all to let them know your feelings, your voice.
How do you think, knowing what the public has already said, knowing what the legislation is, knowing what committee it's going to, hearing Ralph Smith live this morning, where do you feel this is headed Monday night?
I don't think it's going to get stalled in committee. I really don't. I think, I don't know. I really can't say. I think it's a 50-50 shot that it's going to go to council the way it was. I'm absolutely 100% sure. I think that Mr. Ralph Smith and Mr. Clark are going to try to introduce, you know, more controls. But I also think that, and I'm pretty sure I know that Mr. Ralph Smith is listening to us right now. And as I said, Ralph Smith, I give you, you know, I commend you for showing up, for listening, for coming on the show. And we need to, as you said, you know, we couldn't even comply with the controls that were put in the very first ordinance, the very first contract, and it already broke down. So, you know, I would encourage you, let's take it back to last Monday, and that vote should have taken place. Let's do things right. That vote should have taken place. So let's get that vote. And if it's shot down, then we'll go from there.
Well, and also at this point, somebody should probably point out that there should have been a vote when the cameras were reinstalled, apparently.
Exactly. Which we need to go back that far. I mean, we need to fix our problems instead of going forward and making the problems worse.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Well, and I think this is a thing that, you know, really we're talking about legislation here, and for some reason that was not followed unless I'm or somebody else is reading that wrong. It seems as if that was not followed, and I'm not really sure why that was, but somebody from council of that era should probably point that out at this particular point.
Well, maybe Twyla Lang ought to get up as a citizen again and snarl her nose down at the rest of the people, because she was probably part of that council that did all that crap. You know, let's hold people accountable. Let's, you know, stand up and say, wow, we messed up.
You know, I honestly, you know? I don't think she was. I don't think she came in till 24, because the mayor came in January of 24, I believe.
Okay, well, but as I'm saying, you know, let's hold everybody's feet to the same fire. Come on, if we're not doing things right, when Miranda made a mistake, boy, it was like, whoa, 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 you know? When anybody else makes a mistake, buddy, they're on it. So if this, when the administration makes a mistake, so you hear a lot of now, since the Miranda issue's been handled, and they've moved on from that, now it's like when the payroll system broke down, it's like, come on, guys, give us a break. You know, we're new to this, and we're still figuring this out, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now it's, we need four-year terms because, wow, this was a lot harder than we thought. And, you know, I don't hear any apologies. I don't hear any apologies from Twyla Lang now that she's sitting in that seat to, like, you know what, Miranda, maybe I was wrong, and maybe she was right about a lot of things, but she could also find out that, you know, maybe I was wrong about how easy that job is or what I really thought you weren't doing, and you were doing.
Mm. Well, it's interesting, and we'll go from here. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bud. Have a good one.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly, the conversation on flock cameras continues here. Now, for some people, this is a big issue. For others, I don't know if it is, but will people sway the vote of city council? And now that I look back to this ordinance from 2023, it seems like a lot of provisions were already there to stop flock cameras from being used for certain things. So, maybe there shouldn't have been a great concern from the public to begin with, unless these things were not in place. And it also seems as if there should have been a vote taken when the contract was renewed not too long ago. I don't know why that didn't happen. I don't know who should be keeping track of that. But here we are. This is the pickle we're in now. 36 minutes past the hour, and the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say in regard to this, feel free to give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. It does seem as if that these provisions were in place with this ordinance from 2023. It would seem that Part G of this ordinance said at the end of the current Violence Crime Reduction Grant, ARPA, period, the acceptance of grant renewal funding and or the funding of contracts beyond the current ALPR contract shall be reviewed by council. Section 2, that this ordinance shall be in force from and after the earliest period allowed by law. So if we go back to Section 2 here of, well, that is Section 2, I think, of this particular document. You know, I don't know. It's all a little curious at this point. Well, the phone lines are open. Nobody's jamming up the phone lines today on this. If anybody has anything they'd like to say, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. And that ordinance did pass so there we are. Well, if anybody's got anything more to say here, feel free to call in. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Did it sound to you like Smith had already made up his mind that there was that he was going to amend the legislation to say that the way I heard, this is what I heard. He wants the cameras. He just wants to legislate them. And I had thought that Grant Paul Smith was busting out of his, like, power grab need for authority, absolute authority. But really, it just sounds like all he wants to do is keep them and, quote-unquote, dictate what happens with them when, as you said, and you're reading this ordinance, I'd be interested in seeing it myself, that legislation already exists around these things. And for him to come in so matter-of-factly when he doesn't even know, clearly does not know how many cameras are inside the city of Marion, nor has he obviously taken the time to look to see if there's pre-existing legislation, but he's certain that something, that this will make it to full council in some capacity. He's already known that. He already knows that.
Yes,
but he doesn't even know how many DD cameras are in the city. He knows what he's willing to do with them, but he doesn't even know how many of the things exist.
Well, but at the end of the interview, he did say that he is there to do the will of the people of the third ward.
And he said that at the beginning, too, I'm pretty sure. But he was pretty cut and dry that there's no way that this comes out of, and what I heard, there's no way that it comes out of his committee saying take down the cameras. It is going to be legislation to, as Phil said, as we've all said, legislation that it doesn't matter because who's going to enforce it? We could write a million, trillion, billion rules. We've got all kinds of zoning laws. I mean, what we're allowing to happen with the grass is actually a crime. I mean, it's a crime that they're not enforcing the law. That is a disservice to us, and I do believe it's a civil crime that they're refusing to enforce penalties. But you know, like fences and all, we have all kinds of zoning laws that we don't enforce. We have 8 pages of e-bike laws now that nobody knows what the hell is going to go on. And I'll tell you, nothing is going to change with e-bikes unless there's somebody that they want to nail, then they'll pull that e-bike wall out and nail them with it. Like, you know, that somebody they can't, they really dislike and they can't get them for anything else, but we'll slap them with an e-bike ticket because we see them on it. That's how that law will be used. But it's frightening that he gets on here and talks about four or five cameras inside the city limits when there's four or five cameras within a mile stretch. And he's so certain that he's willing, you know, he wants to legislate them, we're going to keep them, but he hasn't even looked to see if there's legislation that exists. And that's the head of the legislation, codes, and committee. I mean, he gets on here, and at first I was like, wow, he's speaking, this is great. And he got on here so matter-of-factly and just, in my mind, stepped in it because he shows how uneducated he is on the topic, but so confident in his misstatements. That's scary when you're so misconfident in the thing that you're saying are wrong because you didn't take the time. I'll say I don't know enough about this to, but this is the opinion that I've formed on what I've learned. He came in there just shoulders back, head to the sky, and this is what I know about flock cameras, and they're here to stay. Well, sir, what you know is wrong.
Well, but I honestly think that there's a lot of things regarding these flock cameras that are confusing to a lot of people at this particular point. Now, I'm not saying that absolves anybody on council from
then if
knowledge.
If you don't understand it, you should not be legislating.
Well, but, I said the other day that Thad, who brought his statement to council Monday, now that seemed to be, if you read Thad's statement, there is nothing in there that is untrue. He does not accuse anybody of anything that he does not know, and he talks about making a motion, and that got no response from the crowd. Now, when Nathan Stevenson read his prepared statement and went everywhere from police state to masks to drones to everywhere, that wasn't all based in fact, certainly not.
His presentation bad when he always sounds like he's asking a question or he's unsure. He never makes a statement emphatically. It's just his delivery style. I don't know if he's not confident in his role yet or what it is, but it is a disservice to him because he does have good points, but often he poses them in a form of a question or that he's unsure or more of a suggestion instead of being firm and assertive and, well, exercising his authority. I mean, everybody else does. He needs to flex a little, too, and not feel... I think he might feel like maybe the kid of the group, you know?
Yeah,
and he needs to kind of step up because he has as much experience or more than some of them.
Right, but I don't think it does any good to, in legislation, sometimes legislation and sometimes making laws are boring. And I don't think we need to put on a show, which is what Nathan, I'm not saying he was trying to put on a show. He's fairly new.
It was a monologue.
Yeah, but he went into things I've looked up on the internet and other areas and so on and so forth, but nothing to do with our actual own police department. But if you're in the crowd and you already don't like flock cameras, that sounds pretty good to you because you believe that this is what the city of Marion is doing.
And I have legitimate concerns about our own police department's misuse simply because the number of cameras we have. You can't have 40 cameras, how many ever it is, in a county this size, four in a mile stretch, and not say it's about surveillance. As Shaver said yesterday, if you're getting people that are coming in and out of the county, you need that to fight crime. You know, I was thinking, okay, we've got one in front of the courthouse, we've got one in front of City Hall. So now on Center Street, I can think of up to City Hall, six of them, on that stretch of Center Street. Columbus, the city of Columbus had 40 total. They have 1 million residents. They're shutting theirs down. Los Angeles County, shutting theirs down. But we have six from City Hall to Garfield Park. And it's not about surveillance? Yeah, and I do have then the overarching concern that I've seen them misused. I've seen instances of them misused, documented by reputable, you know, sources. There was one woman in Denver, Colorado, where she had, like, this super high-tech vehicle that had GPS on it, and, I mean, it had front cameras, side cameras, rear cameras. I can't even remember. It was like a $120,000 SUV. I can't I don't even know the brand. But the police issued her a summons because they accused her of stealing Amazon packages based on Flock camera data. They did not see her stealing packages. They did not have video of her stealing packages. Just her vehicle had driven through the area when those packages were stolen. She had, thankfully, she had GPS data on her vehicle to prove where she was, but it took her 10 months to prove her own innocence. There's plenty of evidence or examples of police officers using it to track exes, track their current spouses or partners. There's even instances where police officers have seen women or men and written down their license plate numbers and then looked them up in the Flock system to find out who they are and make contact with them on social media. So these things can be misused.
They can be, but I'm not
but
sure.
Why do we want to even? Why do we even? You know, they say slippery slope. Why do we even want to start down it?
Well, because I do think that we can't say that every police department is using things for nefarious purposes, and if we
but
don't,
but human beings, and given the opportunity, I'm not saying all of them, but even if there's one, given the opportunity, bad humans do bad things.
Yeah, that can, well, I'll tell you what. I think this is where a lot of people were lost at the beginning of this.
How do drugs get into prison, Scott?
Yeah, but at the beginning of this Flock camera conversation, I remember, and I honestly, truly don't remember how this came up, but immediately before the conversation was even had, there was an accusation specifically to and of the Marion Police Department that they used it to surveil the No Kings rally.
That was the American Freedom Foundation. They did a nationwide independent audit, and Marion, Ohio, I mean, they're getting places. I have the list. They're like places like Atlanta and Los Angeles and other places, big cities. And boom, there's Marion, Ohio in the middle of it. So
right.
It's not like they just randomly came. You know, I mean, they found us. It's not like somebody said, oh, go audit Marion, Ohio. Marion, Ohio turned up in their audit.
Right, but I don't believe that was ever proven at any point.
Who's going to prove it?
Well, see, but this
like,
is the problem.
To go down
well,
there and say, Jay McDonald, the Electronic Freedom Foundation, said that you did this. I bet if a record existed of it, they destroyed it the minute that it was made known.
Right, but here's issue.
30, that, but Scott,
if we know about, if we know about all these other places doing all these nefarious things, and we know for sure that they're doing them, and people are conducting audits, people do have some way to access these things, and people do have some way to police their own police departments.
Then how do we get an audit?
Well, that's right.
And I do know someone, Phil was talking about the LEED system. I know someone that misused, quote-unquote, misused the LEED system, and it's not my story to tell, but, I mean, they shouldn't have done it, but they used it to get a social security number for a health document. Instead of just calling that person up and getting the health document, they used leads, and an audit caught it, and they lost their job, and they were charged with a felony. And, I mean, so the misuse of these systems is a big deal, typically, among other agencies.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think anybody would deny. I don't think the chief of police, I mean, he said a couple weeks ago, we are humans. We are not perfect.
I wonder where that came from, because I've never heard him get up there and talk about how the police are less than perfect before.
Well, I think you want to defend your own group. I think all people try to defend their own groups, but I think we do all realize that we're not perfect. We can't oversee everything 100% of the time. But I think the problem here
is, if we don't have these cameras, then we don't need anyone to oversee them. But I'm middle ground here. Put them on the entrances and exits of the county.
Right. Well, again,
they don't know if they left north, south, east, or west, right? I mean, put them in the center of the city if we really need them. So we know where that kidnapper split off if they went north, south, east, or west, and then we can catch them going out of the county.
Well, I guess people will have that opportunity. We'll have the opportunity to say that.
Do we need four in a mile? And then right up the street, there's another one.
What is their reasoning for that?
I was told that there's one in Lowe's parking lot. Somebody sent me a message. There's one in Lowe's parking lot, that hotel or that motel out there on the other side of Aldi. It's heavy drug activity out there. I think most of the town knows that. They do a lot of drug raids out there. And apparently there is a SWAT camera not facing the street, but facing that motel. Is that one of the Marmette cameras? And if so, that's definitely about surveillance, isn't it?
Well, let me say this, and here's where I think the problem is lying as of late. I think, and I am no spokesperson for the city of Marion, but I think everybody always says, we want to hear from you, we want to hear from you, we want to hear from you, we want your answers to questions, and then when they do that, they're jumped upon for doing that, and criticized for doing it. And I can understand that. That's a real concern that people say they want that, but do they really want that? Because whatever answer they give is always ridiculed and the wrong answer. And I think that's a problem for them. And I think that's understandable.
Well, I noticed, I took note of Ralph Smith saying, you know, he wanted people to come to city council. He wanted to hear what people had to say. But then he said, conversely, that he also hears from a lot of people on the telephone that don't want to come to city council meetings because of what goes on up there. What goes on up there that makes people not want to go to these meetings? Because most of the time they're a snooze fest. I mean, what goes on up there that people are like, oh, it's just so appalling, it's just so out of control that I'm not going to go and entertain that nonsense. You'll watch it on TV or your phone or your computer, but it's just such pandemonium that you can't go sit through it in real life.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that on a stack of Bibles.
Right, but
if you want it to be like a Sunday morning church service, then no one will show up because you can ask the churches how their population is dwindling right now.
Well, this goes back again to the president of council. I'm not sure why there is no control being put over a meeting.
You haven't known ass from a hole in the ground. That's why.
Well, that's fine, but see, people, this is what I don't understand. People will get upset about decorum being passed. Well, who in the world's going to enforce that? If people truly believe that Mary has no clue what she's doing, then I can guarantee you this thing is not going to be enforced. Who's going to enforce it? The clerk?
Well, she let Twyla Lang talk the other day. As a citizen, the citizens weren't talking then. If I just popped up and said, I want to talk, I would have been gavelled.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I said, I don't know. There were three people who walked up to the podium Monday night to talk about damage to their home, and I heard Mary say, please, one at a time, and nobody sat down, and it kept going. So, I don't, you know, if there's nobody there to force it.
That's a story you should have on your show, Scott. You should try to get a hold of that family and let them tell their story.
I have talked to them, and I think that is an interesting story, but I also think that, you know, nobody is listening to her. I don't even know if she knows what power
she
has. Well, no, I think she knows where she is.
I don't think she knows where she is sometimes.
Well, but I do think that Ralph should be given credit for coming on this morning.
Oh, yes.
And saying what he said.
When he first came on, I was like, yay, this is a big step. He's on. And my biggest thing is he came on here and he showed his hand. It's already predetermined that if that comes out of his committee, that the provision to remove SWAT cameras is going to be removed, and it's just going to be quote unquote heavily legislated.
Well, I don't know. I mean, things that people feel and what actually happens, I think, are two different things. And I think that I certainly don't think Rollins is going to let that go on Monday. I'm sure he'll be in attendance. I don't think that Thad is going to let that go. He'll be in attendance.
Do you think they'll get? I think it's funny that we're going to talk about. He said that he wants people to show up and talk at city council. You know, be heard. And in the same meeting, we're talking about putting limits on people's ability to speak, which he is sure will pass out in committee Monday night.
Well, I'm not even sure what that legislation says anymore. It's been so amended so many times and is so confusing, I'm not even sure what it says. I don't know.
We'll have like a little training session for anybody that's interested in attending city council meetings where we can get like an onboarding to the new rules. so we know what we're doing.
Well, like I said, it's all on the presiding officer to enforce anyway. And if Mary is not enforcing Robert's rules, Mary has never thrown anyone out of a meeting.
So let's make her learn a whole bunch of new ones, Scott.
Well, I don't think that's going to that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the worry is with this, because if she's not enforcing the rules, it's not going to happen anyway.
It's those committee meetings. It's those committee meetings, and I think you see now that's actually where the meat of the legislation and the quote-unquote where the sausage is being made on Monday nights. By the time something gets to full council, it's been kicked around and beat around in committee so much, usually, that it is a well-oiled piece of legislation. Now, this would be my suggestion. If they do strip that baby down and take the provision out to remove them from the legislation, I just say that Rollins or Kreider or Sag make an amendment in council to add the provision and then make them vote on that and see where the cards fall on that one.
Well, they could, but I don't, you know, to get an amendment passed, will they have
all
the votes?
All we need is a first and a second. Dad said, I want to make an amendment that's something, something.
Right, but
Rollins
they got
to... I make a second to that, and then we got to make them vote whether they want to add the amendment or not, and then we'll see who's willing to take the cameras down and who isn't.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Will that amendment pass? I don't know.
It would force their hands one way or another. It would force a vote. And we would see. And then it would be on the record.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. I really don't know where this all goes. But
if we can drag this out forever, and then we can get it in front of city council for like 6 weeks, maybe we can get it to the end of the year, which we can keep it fresh in everybody's minds for next year's election.
Yeah, but I think it'll go out of committee on Monday. But if the provisions are in there that everybody wants, then what is the problem? I mean, have we gotten to the point now where it's nothing short of taking them all down? Or is it protecting the rights that everybody keeps saying they are so in favor of? I mean,
well, I guess we need to see what the legislation looks like, don't we?
Well, I think Rob said it. I think he did say that he would go for legislation that said these are to be only used for license plate readers. If that is in there...
That's what they're supposed to be used for now, though.
Well, right. I mean, and do we have evidence that they're not being used for, or are being used for anything else?
Who are we supposed to get evidence from?
Right, but we can't operate on hypotheticals. We have to say if that's
but
what people...
we also can't prove it. We couldn't prove it if it were true because we've got, as Shaver said, we got to get through the thin blue line for the proof.
Okay, well, let's say that.
Just gonna
again,
let us bebop up there. And Ralph Smith is clearly one of them because he's the civilian police auxiliary person. So
right.
He is clearly pro-police.
But if...
And he is going to be inclined to believe what they say without proof.
Right, but the flock cameras are not going to be taken down Monday night regardless.
No.
So if the legislation...
There's a film that you can buy at Walmart, you can put over your license plate, and it makes them unreadable to flock cameras, but the police can still read.
See, but this is what's... I think this is what's wrong with government right now.
Rebellion.
There's no... Well, no, there's no compromise. If the problem is, if one group wants to completely get rid of them, and one group just wants them, but does want exactly what they are supposed to be used for,
then let's have 14 cameras. And let's use them for what they're supposed to be used for.
Well, but I mean, if people... the main complaint I have heard consistently is you're using these things for more than license plate readers. Well, if that is the legislation, you can only use these to read license plates. Bam, signed, passed. I think that passes city council pretty unanimously.
The ones we have in Marion, that's all they do. Here's the issue. They store that information for 30 days, so they can recreate where I have been for the past month. That is surveilling me.
So
they
we're at the
really
point.
Cared. I mean, instead of and they don't need a warrant to do that.
Well,
and there's no effort on their part. All they've got to do is put up 35 cameras, and if they get a burr up their ass for somebody, you know, just like the Amazon woman. Okay, let's say they decide now that Naomi Craig's out stealing Amazon packages, and we know because she drove on Center Street. There's four cameras there. She went up and down Center Street five times that day, and there was a package stolen. Prove you didn't do it, Naomi Craig.
Yeah, but I think at some point on all this legislation. Right, I'm not denying
it. The potential is there.
But if both sides are all or nothing, nothing will get done. I guarantee you that.
It can't be all or nothing. You're right. There has to be some compromise. And if there's got to be compromise, reduce the number of cameras. And I don't know how to enforce policing the police. I don't know how we go about doing that, because that would be a good step forward in our town. But there's got to be, I don't know, I think we should have a citizens' oversight board of the police, but there's got to be some way that they can't use these things against us. However, I think the Supreme Court of the United States might have just solved that problem for us. So I see defense attorneys, you know, them wanting to run their little drug surveillance with these SWAT cameras and see who's coming and going. I think the defense attorneys are going to start fighting back on that.
And we're out of time. Thanks.
Take care, Spears.
All right, for this day, we'll be back tomorrow. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Lots of fun and fabulous prizes.
The audience went,
yeah!
And I went, well, what about me? What about my needs?